Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PM Industries Limited Earnings Conference Call, Q1 FY 2024 conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee for future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Neva. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY 2024 conference call of PM Industries Limited. We'll start the call with the initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for questions and answers. So without much delay, now I hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and MD of the company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY 2024 earnings call of PM Industries. Joining me on today's call are Rahul Jain, Director; Vineet Sahni, Director and CEO; Rajesh Sharma, Director; Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary; O.P. Gupta, CFO; and other members of the finance team. The investor presentation and the results have been published on both the company's website and the stock exchange. I trust that all of you have had the opportunity to review the same. As we celebrate India's 77th Independence Day, it is heartening to observe the remarkable progress of our nation's economy. Our strong fundamentals have left a solid foundation for sustainable growth in coming years. The Indian automotive industry has also shown a strong performance. The passenger vehicle industry has grown 7%, driven by robust growth in the utility vehicle segment. The two-wheeler industry has posted growth of 1.6% in the production volumes and 11.6% growth in the domestic sales volume in Q1 FY 2024 as compared to the same quarter of the last year. The sales growth has been driven by a combination of the factors, including the growth in the country's GDP, green shoots of recovery in the rural market, and the new product launches. With an 11% increase in the sales during Q1 FY 2024, along with the improved consumer sentiment, the industry is poised to sustain this positive momentum through the year. During the quarter, the EV two-wheeler segment experienced a significant policy shift with the reduction of FAME II subsidy from 40% to 15% effective from June 1, 2023. This change led to a decline in the June sales for electric vehicle EVs as against the strong performance in the May 2023. Despite of this setback, the overall sales for the quarter remained strong, with EVs two-wheeler sales reaching 2.7 lakh units, marking a 66% increase over the same quarter last year. Looking ahead, we are confident that the EV industry will find its footing and stabilize during the course of the year. Now, let me shift my attention to the operating performance of the PM Industries in Q1 current year. We are pleased to report a strong start to the fiscal year Q1 FY 2024. Net sales of INR 471 crore, EBITDA of INR 62 crore, and PAT of 36 crore. This comes on to the back of record FY23, which once again reflects the diversity of our business model and portfolio. We have a strong balance sheet and are well-positioned for growth. On business front, I am excited to update you on our engagement with Hero Motors. As you are aware, PIAM Industries is working closely with Hero on several new projects. I am thrilled to announce that we have commenced production of the prestigious Harley-Davidson X440, which was launched by Hero Motors Corp during this quarter. This model has received positive market response. Additionally, the quarter witnessed the launch of Simple Energy EV scooter, marking another significant milestone in our ongoing pursuit for the leadership in the EV segment. Now, I would like to draw your attention to an unfortunate event during the quarter. Despite of our best safety measures, we had an incident of fire at our Rai factory. The fire caused substantial damage to the plant and machinery and part of the building. However, all assets of the companies are adequately covered under insurance. Due to the presence of the right safety measures and the timely action by the management and its employees, we could save substantial part of the injection molding, surface treatment, facilities, etc., etc. We are happy to announce that there was no loss or injury to the human life. Company resumed production within 3 days and there was no business loss. I must extend my heartfelt gratitude to our employees and OEM customers who responded swiftly and worked tirelessly to restore normal operation. Now I hand it over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on operational performance.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. I would like to present the Q1 numbers for FY24. The company registered a sale of ₹470.71 crore in Q1 of current financial year against ₹441.98 crore in corresponding quarter of 22-23. This represents a growth of 6.5%. The EBITDA for the quarter stands at ₹61.66 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.1%. The EBITDA in corresponding quarter of 22-23 was ₹57.55 crore and percentage was 13.02%. PAT of the company is increased by 19.67% to ₹36.44 crore as compared to ₹30.45 crore in Q1 of FY22-23. During the quarter, the company has made a capex of ₹18.12 crore. During the quarter, an unfortunate fire incident happened in part of one building of our Rai unit. Company has identified various assets, including stocks and plant and machinery, which were affected due to this fire. The carrying value of inventory impacted is ₹25.8 crore and plant and equipment impacted is of ₹25.2 crore. This has been written off in the statement of profit and loss during the current quarter ended on 30th June 2023. The above amount has been shown as recoverable on account of insurance claim as on 30th June 2023. In lieu of this, there is no impact on profit and loss. The company has a varied insurance policy which adequately covers the losses for the inventory and property, plant and equipment. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Priyash, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, my question is mainly to Mr. O.P. Gupta regarding the accounting treatment of the fire insurance. Sorry, regarding this fire incident. So, one part is very clear wherein he's mentioned that that the loss to the inventory and as well as to the plant machinery has been written off. So, that's absolutely clear. It has been debited to the P&L account. But the second, this sentence is a bit vague and unclear. Wherein it has been mentioned that it has been shown as recoverable. Recoverable is fine. Recoverable means it is an asset item. So where it has been created in the second entry? Second entry has been taken to the liability or to the P&L account?
Yeah. Once you enter, once you write off an asset, you debit to loss on account of fire and credit to stocks and plant and machinery.
That is clear.
And when this loss is not the loss of the company, this money is to be recovered from the insurance company. So what you do next is you reverse this loss and then show as recoverable from insurance company. So the exact amount which is shown as written off is nothing but recoverable from insurance company. So there is no impact on P&L account.
Gupta ji, again you are not clarifying. In second entry, did you credit the P&L or did you credit the liability?
No, there is no liability. There cannot be a liability
Let me explain you. I am a chartered accountant. Let me explain you.
Okay.
Like once the loss is incurred, so you have to pass complete return off. But this claim from the insurance company is not yet determined. Is not fixed that whether you will receive full amount. So ideally, you should have taken only the debit and not the credit. Or if you want to take credit, you can take to the asset as recoverable and corresponding liability. You cannot take through the P&L account. So since you have assumed that you will get full amount, which is doubtful, because insurance may not like give the full amount because they will also have their depreciation or like, no, like they also have their own way to calculate. So you will not get in any way the full amount.
So that is what I think it is not clear to you. This is the carrying value of the asset in the books. It is not the full amount. It is only the written down value, which is shown in the book, which is knocked off.
No. Written down value is your value, but they calculate differently. That like if you dispose of what, how much you will get. So the point I am trying is that you may not get the full amount, sir. That's what I want to tell you. So ideally, you should not have created the full amount to the P&L account. I mean, generally, all the companies, they debit the, once the loss is done by the incident, you have to take the loss to the P&L account. But the credit entry, they don't pass to the P&L. It is that you can see a lot of, recently there was a case of, I think, Amra Raja, this one, I think. So you can see their balance sheet also. So like they don't take this insurance claim receivable from the in the P&L account because it is not determined. It is yet to be filed. In your case, the claim not yet filed.
Actually, you are not understanding. You have not seen the insurance document. Insurance document is the insurance is for the cost including the reinstatement of 15%. So what is recoverable from the insurance company? They have deputed the team of surveyors and surveyor has seen and assessed that the value of written down value and stocks in the books of accounts. That document they have taken.
तुम्ही ज्या व्यक्तीशी बोलत आहात त्याने तुमच्या कॉलला होल्डवर ठेवला आहे. कृपया लाईनवरच राहा.
हॅलो.
Yeah, I think you can take this clarification offline because this is a discussion going on and other people are also waiting. So okay. Better it will if you can take, yeah, please.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, my second point regarding employee benefit expenses, it has gone significantly up from 56.8 crore to 68.01 crore, like corresponding to YOY. So almost increase of about, you can say 18% increase. So what steps are we taking to reduce the employees' this cost?
So, you know, this employee cost is annual increments are happening in the first quarter and sometimes also goes into second quarter. So, this is nothing but the yearly increments of the employees.
Sir, my humble request to you, you are the majority owner, you are significant owner, we are the minority shareholder. We do understand the concept of increment, but it's not mandatory to keep such increment that, you know, this in employee cost has increased by 12 crore rupees and profit has increased only by 8 crore rupees. So it means the increment given to the employee are way high than the performance of the company. Yes, like motivation has to be there, no doubt, sir. So, but I think this has to be
really calibrated properly in future. Like in case of other companies, the CEO has taken the cut in the salary, not the like for example increment in case of Wipro, for example. Although it made profit, but in our case we have way high increase the salary, sir. So as a very humble suggestion to you, please reconsider this point going up in the future, sir. Because it's very significant.
Sir, we have taken your advice, but anyway, this is the internal appraisal and all things happen. So we well taken your point. Thank you.
Appraisal is fine. Appraisal is only process, but to give or not to give, to give how much to give, sir, it is your call. So we are only telling you that 14 crore rupees has like salary has increased 20%. Profit is not increased by 20%. That's what I'm saying, sir. Please don't give such a high salary, sir.
Yes. I think you have not fully understood. The turnover in March quarter 4 was 432 crores. And the turnover in this quarter is 478 crores. So there
only,
is
only 10% increase. Only 10% increase. Salary is going by 20%.
Salary, the 10% increase of 4 crores, 430 crores comes to 40 crores. And whereas the salary has increased by 8 crores. You are not understanding. The 10% you are calculating of 438 crores will come 40 crores. You are taking the percentage, you are not taking the amount.
Thank you. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue there. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashim Modi from Equities Group. Please go ahead.
Starting production from the Harley. So, my first question is regarding our business with Hero. So, we have launched one scooter earlier and now we have launched this Harley. So, are there any new product launches lined up with Hero? And if you could quantify our revenue with Hero, that would be helpful. And also on these lines, if you could also help us our content per vehicle on the Harley compared to our normal content.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Rajesh Sharma Desai. The vehicle launch by Hero is already explained, like under Harley Davidson umbrella, this X440 is being launched. As of now, product volume is very difficult to say from our side. This is all customers' input, and we are ready for any kind of volume which Hero will ask from us, because we have readily available all the products. Lineup which is being assembly condition and all is well established at our end.
I was asking revenue with Hero during the quarter, and are there any new product launches apart from the scooter and Harley launch which you have done?
Yes, there are further models are under pipeline that might be launched during few coming years.
Okay. And the content on the Harley, is it significantly different from our normal content for vehicle currently? Lighting content? Lighting content for vehicle on Harley, is it significantly different from our normal lighting content?
Yeah, all lighting. This is all lighting and contents are high. Of course, all are in LED, so value is high.
Okay. And secondly, on a revenue with Yamaha, so are there any new model launches which are lined up with Yamaha? And within the existing business, how do you see the demand for the export models of Yamaha? So overall, how do we see the revenue with Yamaha going forward?
Yeah, there are additional 4 models are under pipeline and might be during coming months and years, these all will be launched. We are looking for a very good product sales as against our customer's input and customer requirement, wherein the models, export models are of course be based on the requirement of individual country, and we are following that. And we are very optimistic for the sales towards Yamaha projects, or domestic as well as export.
Okay. And so my third question is regarding this other business which we gave. So that business has come down. So that used to be 35-40 odd crores per quarter. It's almost down to 18 crores this quarter. What is the reason behind that?
Other business means what you are referring is, can you clarify?
Other business which we, so we in the product wise split, the rear view mirror, lighting, plastics and the others business which is there, which was 19.2 crores during the quarter. So that used to, that used to be approximately 10% of our revenue at 40 odd crores. So
See, this other business is in actually other than the lighting, the mirror and the plastic part, so it remains fluctuating as per the requirement of the customer.
Okay. I'm asking, apart from these rear view mirrors and plastic molded part, there is a fourth element which is considered as other. So that has significantly dropped from historical levels. I was asking about that business.
Yeah, they remains as per the model, because even the rear view mirror and the plastic part.
Okay.
Yeah, they remain stable here. Yeah.
Okay, and so lastly on margins, so there was a dip in gross margin during the quarter. Was it more because of mix, or was has the RM prices increased for some elements?
So we always guided for a, if you recall, earlier we were guiding for a margin of 12.5 to 13. Last quarter you saw a substantial increase in margin. It was exceptional last quarter, but we had indicated that we continue to guide for 13 to 13.5 as our overall EBITDA margin, and that is something we will get to. This quarter also we are around the same level. So you should actually factor that 13 to 13.5 and look at the overall year, because there are some marginal variance from a one quarter to other.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. I'll join back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nikhil Upadhyay from Security Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. One question was, if we look at the HSMI business, so Q4 we had mentioned that there was some disruption and all. And to some extent, we've seen sequentially the revenue contribution has increased. Do you think it will sustain at this level, or any outlook that you can share on the HSMI part? That is first part. And secondly, have we lost any market share there? What we used to have with HSMI, has that market share gone down? Anything on the models of, or with any other product?
So HMSI, the overall volume which is being predicted by HMSI is 4.72 million, and we are having the same percentage of share which is being given to us. And next question is, or
no market.
There is no market share is being down from our side, and what is
market share?
Yeah, and
it is stable.
Stable, yes. It is stable. As per the requirement of HMSI, it is stable.
And as far as your question on quarter to quarter, if you, you know, we did mention Q4 was exceptional for HMSI. There were some blips there, but Q1 is back. HMSI is doing better. And as we see, even July seems to be better. So HMSI also seems to be on track, and we have our market share intact, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So that inventory rationalization and all what they were doing is now behind us, and it's normal business for us on that.
Yes, Q1 seems to indicate that as of now, that's, they seem to be on course.
Okay. Secondly, because of this fire loss, did we have any production loss or is this, would you say it was not significant to impact the sales for this quarter at any point?
No, not at all. We were able to begin production back within 3 days. So even the customers and our employees worked overnight. So there was no production loss at all. Because what we were able to do is to use our facilities across and were able to fulfill the requirements for the customer from other facilities. So there was no production loss at all.
Okay. And if you can talk about the new initiatives on Gogoro and Toyo Denso, how are we progressing there, and when do you see, so just how are we progressing there in terms of the business and overall profile?
As we during our last communication also we did about Gogoro SKD production, we have already started, and this will be ramp up in coming months. And further on, we are working for localization, domestic production, 100% domestic production. For that, we have taken the next 6 to 8 months timeline, wherein we will do the complete SKD into CKD, and the complete domestic production will start for MCU and motor controller.
Okay.
This is about Gogoro.
And on Toyo Denso tie-up?
Toyo Denso, we are already working for back angle sensor. Further on, we are working for some new projects, which will be announced very soon.
Okay. Just last two questions. On Yamaha, you said there are four models in the pipeline. So are these a replacement of existing business, or are these completely new models? So
these are all new models.
How should we understand this?
These are all new models for domestic as well as for export market.
Okay. And in export, are there any new countries, or is it like largely same regions which we were earlier supporting?
Same. This is all are with the same reason.
Okay. And lastly, on the four-wheeler business, so what kind of investments have we done as of now through the P&L, and how large is the team build-up which is happening, and anything that you can share on the progress on that side?
Yeah. So Vineet Sahni this side. See, at this moment, we have formed a small team, and we are actively engaged with four-wheeler customer. As a result, we have inquiries and RFQs. We are now enhancing team in technical area so that we can cater to the requirements of four-wheeler customer. So we are proceeding in a step-by-step manner to enhance this business.
Okay. Fine. Sure. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rohan from Multi-Act PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on provision for warranty. So if I look at FY23 numbers, there was a sharp jump in provision for warranty. So just wanted to check the reason for that.
So I think you are referring to the balance sheet of FY22-23.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. The provision for the warranty is made considering the evolving landscape in the automotive industry, as almost all OEMs are revising their supply agreements, wherein the warranty period as well as the warranty amount for defects or rejection is more in comparison to the earlier practices. So considering that development, we made this provision.
So should we?
Please.
So should we expect this kind of a run rate, like around 11.8 crores kind of a run rate on expenses side?
No. Actually, this is a provision only, and there is no actual outflow of cash in the provision. So it will be reviewed after, say, some quarters. It will be reviewed, and it will be looked at what is the actual things.
Okay. But basically, this kind of a run rate should be expected going forward as well?
No. 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 No.
Okay. But it was a big jump, like from 1.95 crores to 11.8 crores. So and out of that, around 7.3 crores was in non-current, and balance was in current. So what was the reason for that? So is it like a tenure kind of a provision that we are making?
See, what I already explained, this is a matter of abundant caution. This provision is made, and we can definitely relook and review it after two, three quarters or one quarter. So it is a provision only. There is no actual outflow of the cash.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirvana Laha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So, can you tell us when do you expect the money from the insurance claims to come separately for the inventory claim and for the equipment claim?
See, this process is going on, so it is definitely a long period to assess all this thing, and even the insurance company takes time. So we will update you as and when this something happens to update.
Okay. From past, you know, your experience from past such claims, any idea on whether it will come in this financial year or longer?
No, we cannot comment. So we will definitely update.
Okay. And you mentioned something about the claim clause. I didn't get it exactly. Did you say that it was the claim clause states that whatever the written down value is, you're entitled to 15% above that?
No, no. Actually, this is what was explained to the earlier list, the analyst actually, that we have to see the insurance policy. So there is different insurance policies for different coverages. So unless you go through the insurance policy coverage, that is difficult to explain. So that was the reason.
Okay. So the reason that I'm asking is I'm trying to understand the claim value that you will get and the replacement cost that you will incur. You know, do you expect significant difference between the two? Because if these are old assets, then there will be a lot of difference depending on the insurance, the clause of the insurance claim. So I'm just trying to understand that.
Yeah, of course. You are very right in understanding. This is the written down value, and of course, the replacement value will be definitely higher, and the actual assets will be definitely higher. That is what the insurance policy is for. So the replacement value of the actual assets and the further reinstatement to the extent of 15% is all covered under the insurance policy. It is not only the written down value. The actual cost of the new assets is covered.
The replacement cost is covered. Okay, thanks. Thanks for the clarification. So on Gogoro, I just had a few questions about the partnership itself. So is the partnership limited to Gogoro's models in India, or like are we also entitled to sell it to their models outside India and China, for example?
As of now, this agreement between P and Gogoro is for India market. And going forward, it can be discussed further in coming years.
Okay. And has Gogoro already launched their models in India?
Not yet, but very soon they will be launching this vehicle.
Okay, all right. And I think you had said in the last call that initially you will start from CKDs and then you will gradually move to localization. So I know it's new technology, new experience for you, but do you have a timeline in mind? How much time will it take you to indigenize the production?
Yeah, total 8 to 9 months is being discussed with the customer, with the Gogoro. And we hope by coming next year, financial year, we will be localized this part and start supplying to Gogoro.
Okay. And what percentage will be localized? Are you in a position to say that? Will it be 100% or will it be less than that?
As of now, no. We are working on that very closely with our suppliers as well as Gogoro.
Okay. And last question from my side is, you said that there was some softness in EV two-wheeler sales in June. So if you can tell how much did we come down from May to June in EV two-wheelers, and how are we seeing volumes in July, August? Is it at the June kind of numbers or is there an uptick? If you can comment on that.
So what we did mention was that at the industry level, April, May were good. May was the highest, in fact, ever on a monthly basis. June saw a dip from May. And July seems, as per the data available, has improved, the external data. So, but as far as, this is the industry data. Now, as far as we are concerned, our EV sales is increasing. Our share now is close to 6%, which is fairly good number. And that will continue to ramp up during the years because we have a significant leadership in this sector. So what we were giving was an overall overview because of that FAME II subsidy, that there could be a couple of months here and there. But the directionally, if you look at over the next 12, 18 months, the industry will continue to grow and we will get a decent share from that.
Okay, thanks. And one last thing, can you talk about seasonality in your business in terms of quarters? Is quarter one seasonally a little weak?
So, I mean, of course, Q1 is relatively lean. Then the season is when the, you know, the festival season. And festival season also depends on the timing. Sometimes it's in September, sometimes in October. So you will see a sort of a, you know, ramp up around festival. Then there is a sort of a little bit of lull. Then March goes up. So I think there is a little bit of seasonality if you look at quarter to quarter.
Okay. All right. Thanks for answering my question. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Sahil from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First of all, congratulations for delivering results better than the industry. My first question is regarding the agreement with Third End, so the one that you mentioned in the annual report, the USB charger and GAPS sensor. Could you provide any details on that? I mean, what exactly is that? How would it would shape up the timelines?
So Sahil, this is Arvind. Actually, for Third End, so we are already in relationship of technical collaboration for the bank angle sensors. And whatever is new is for the specific, you know, product and customer. So as of now, nothing to share more about that.
Got it, sir. Secondly, this is a question about the overall two-wheeler industry. We saw 9% decline in July YOY. For the overall two-wheeler sales. So on the demand front, what do you see? What is the outlook as such? Do you expect some near-term weakness?
I think that the rains did have an impact on a short-term basis, which would be probably for a month or two. I think we are expecting a good season again. The coming quarter should be over the next 3 to 5 months. And for the season should be good, and we are yet optimistic over, you know, as far as the full year is concerned, we are still hoping to get a double digit increase in the two-wheeler industry.
Right. And another question on the EV front. So Ola did come out with the Ola S1X yesterday. The unleashing happened. So, supply the lightings for Ola this model also, S1X?
Yeah, all Ola models as of now, whatever is being produced by them is with Kia Mauti. So, yesterday, 15th of August, whatever is X1 Air is being launched, all lamps are being supplied by Kia Mauti.
Got it. And one last question to CFO sir. Sir, I would just want to understand the interest cost, which seems abnormally high. Even if we look at the borrowings, and maybe the interest cost as a percent of borrowings, even if I remove the lease obligation, still it seems to be very high. So what's exactly over here? I mean, what consists in the interest cost?
There is no interest. As you see, this is a zero debt company. There is no interest cost except that the interest cost on bill discounting which the company has taken from SBI. So there is very little interest cost now. So that is the bill discounting charge. So there is virtually no interest cost of the company. And in the future quarter, probably this bill discounting is also going to be over because the banker is now making arrangement with the customer and they will have a tie-up with the customer and the customer will in turn give us the discount. So we will not be probably having this variable discount and charges in the current quarters.
So the 5 crore kind of interest cost that was there in FY23 whole year, that could be attributed to bill discounting itself. Some part of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only bill discounting.
Okay. Thank you. That answers my question and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nikhil Upadhyay from Securities Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, just one question. This is on our gross margin. So, like last quarter, we had reached almost 40% gross margin and gross contribution margin, and this quarter we are at around 38.3% or in the range of 38%. So while for most of the players, what we have seen is that the RM cost in deflation has actually helped the auto ancillary. So why, how is our case different from most of the auto ancillary players? So have we seen more? So where, what part of the cost element has seen a higher increase? Or is it more because of product mix? And if it is product mix, if you look at our LED contribution is the highest in this quarter across like 16, 20 quarters. So I would have thought that the gross margin and EBITDA margin would have improved year-on-year and both sequentially. So if you can just help us understand that.
So are you comparing it with sequential? If, let's take the sequential, I think you're looking at that. If you see our sequential margin have declined, right? If you look at EBITDA also, that has declined. Even the LED share was higher last quarter. This, for the full year, it was lower, but for the last quarter was exceptionally high. So this is a, you know, the quarter here and there, you will see various things with this product mix. You know, one particular model which is doing well, that supply is going, that has a higher LED contribution, then it will normalize. So for example, on the LED, we've been guiding that we will hit over the next 18 months, 60-odd%. We are at 53.5% now. Last quarter was 56. So, so the LED front, that's where the journey is. And, we did mention that last quarter also, we had some sort of escalations which had come through, and which is, and hence the normalized margin should be looked at in that range of 13-13, which is where we are, right? So, and on the third, I think the first question you asked around, you know, RM cost being passed, are this basically passed through? So, you know, with the quarter effect here and there, lag here and there, we will end up with a similar kind of structure. So it doesn't really benefit us.
Depend on the receivable.
That's right.
Okay. But sir, one just a follow-up here. But if you look at sequentially, the sales is also much stronger than what we were in Q4. Like, we are almost 60-70 crores higher than what we were in Q4 of last year, 40 crores higher. So wouldn't have that contributed towards a better EBITDA margin? Maybe gross, I understand that product mix was inferior of lesser LED versus Q4. But EBITDA should have improved, right? Because the sales and operating-
Escalation
should have.
The answer there is escalation. So one is, as you rightly sort of understood and answered yourself, the higher LED share is in the last quarter, but also escalation had come through last quarter, which is why the margin had abnormally shot up suddenly. If you see our normalized margin, this is where we are. At between 13 and 13.5 is what we are guiding at.
Okay. And, the full year CapEx would remain around 50-60 crores, or any rethought thinking on that number?
No, no, that is the number at this point.
Okay, fine. Fine, I'll come back. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gopinath, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and I have two questions. So the first question is, when we can expect revenues from Gogoro?
Next year.
Yes, we have recently started the production, and might be by next year, we can see the revenue from Gogoro as an individual customer.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is regarding this fire accident. So, just I want to understand if is there any difference between the actual amount, for example, around 50 crores, but if is there any final claim, if you receive around, for example, 40 crores, then that 10 crores, we have to show it in P&L. Will it happen only after insurance claim is done? Is that correct?
No. The amount receivable will be much more than what is shown, because this is only the carrying amount. This is the worst minimum amount which is shown in the books as written off. So there is no question of anything, even a penny less than this.
Sorry, I didn't get. So if I want to understand is whatever loss occurred, right, incurred or occurred. So the whole amount we are going to get from insurance company.
So that is what I am saying. This is only the impacted assets have been written off. What amount the company is likely to recover is when the final details will be made and then the claim will be filed. That is the time when company will know what is the actual amount to be recovered. But it will for sure be more than what is written.
Okay, got it. Got it. And the final question, what about this FY24 outlook with respect to revenues?
Yeah, outlook is very, very good. You know, basically, there are four or five factors. One is the auto industry's growth. That itself is, one of the factors. Then the new projects, which we have more than 80 in our head, that is going to be another factor for our growth. Third is increasing contribution of LED. Because the more LED uses will be the better growth for the company. And fourth is the indirect export to the LED group. So basically, what we are supplying to the OEMs here, they are exporting. So basically, it is indirect export for us. That will also, for example, Yamaha, Honda, Suzuki, Piaggio. Like that, these customers are having, we are having indirect export through them. Then higher market share in EV, that also is going to be the driving factor for our company. And then last, four-wheeler segment will also going to give us a big chunk of, growth in future to come.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Asin Modi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. So the last quarter, we indicated our order book of approximately 9.5 billion. Could you please give our current order book, and also if you could give some color on that, what is replacement business and what is new business, and some SOP of this order book, what will come this year and what will come next year?
Yeah, order book is same what we declared. Almost 85 to 90 projects are online right now. And we'll be expecting 25 to 30% sales revenue within this year, and balance will be next year, and so on.
Okay. In terms of LED, our value share currently stands at approximately 56%. What would be our volume share, and what would the volume share of LED be in the industry currently?
The industry is now growing, and whatever new facelift models are coming or new models are coming, those are coming with the LEDs only. So this contribution year on year will increase, and we are expecting every year 5 to 10% in between 5 to 10% LED increase. Correct. LED increase will be there in the products.
Okay, so volume share of LED would be approximately 20-25% currently in our business.
It is very difficult to comment on that.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
But we are seeing the increasing trend in that.
Okay. Can you expect that currently we are sitting at 56% and we have a target of 60%. So can, given that volume share is low currently of LED, so we can easily surpass that level in the next 18 months?
Yes, no, we can. We are saying we are 7% every year. So this is what we are targeting over the next 12 to 18 months. Of course, it depends on the industry, but I think a 5 to 7% shift every year is a reasonable number to go.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Varanium Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is related to the four-wheeler segment that we are entering now to Vinit sir. So in the competitors where you already worked, they are majorly in the four-wheeler market, four-wheeler lighting segment, where the margin is around 7 to 8%, or maybe 7 to 9%. So here in CM, what the different strategy we are using, or what different we are trying to approach the market to not compromise with our margin?
Yeah, this is a good question, and thank you for that. See, the products in four-wheeler, and as you mentioned, the earlier company, that also has many legacy products, because that company is, you know, a lot of halogen products and legacy products. What we are trying to enter is into a new technology products as well. Secondly, PM has very deep integration of processes, which leads to frugal manufacturing, basically catering to two-wheeler market. So we are going to use this strength to enter into four-wheeler market and maintain the margins and even try to grow. So that is our strategy.
Okay, so new products in four-wheelers all will be in LED or more advanced technology?
We are trying for that. It will be a mix, but then we will use our deep integration capability to continue to increase the margins.
Okay. And any CapEx we are planning to train?
No, at this moment, we are in the process of market study and preparation of business plan. We shall update the investors as soon as we are ready.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Gopinath, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just I have one question. Is there any plans for a stock split as bonus?
Can you repeat your question, please?
No, is there any plans for a stock split or bonus?
No, as of now, there is no plan, but appropriate time, board will consider this.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to ask a bit on the industry perspective for the new products, hub motor, MCU, etc. And since we are expecting our revenue to come from FY25 onwards, so what will be the margin trajectory of these products, initially, and how will it pan out in the next 5 years, given that, you know, many other players are trying to enter this product? And also, secondly, currently, is there any imports of such product in India?
Yes, as of now, for Gogoro, we are using SKD products. All products are being imported from Gogoro, and wherein the product is being made as per agreement is only for Gogoro as of now. So we'll be expecting overall revenue from Gogoro itself. And further on, the technology and the partnership can be seen for the new opportunities wherein we can serve for this model to other customers.
And with this addition of new product like hub assembly and all that, per vehicle, our participation will be totally around 15 to 17,000 per vehicle.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, margin profile?
We are still in the we're working out, but definitely it will be in line with that.
In line with?
With our existing margins.
13.5%.
Yeah, Approximately.
So that would be over a period of the next 3 to 5 years when we reach an optimal utilization.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be very, very high in the next couple of years.
So initially it will be less because of imported content, and as we localize, it is planned to increase.
Okay, so over a period of time, we can increase our overall margins beyond 13.5% because of these products?
Yeah, we are working on that, how to improve our margins.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for the closing comment.
Yeah, just wanted to thank the management for patiently answering all the questions. And also on behalf of Monarch Networks, we thank all the participants for joining the call. Jain sir, would you like to give any closing comments?
Yes. Yeah. I would like to thank everyone for participation in today's conference call. I do hope that we have provided satisfactory answers to all your queries. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.